Are you willing to lose it all for what you believe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have it, then we have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about my career anymore. Mm-hmm. I care about my children's.
Me too.
The country that they're going to live in. And my hope is this. My hope is a beautiful story from a chaplain in England. When the American flyers came over in the early days of World War II, when the American flyers came over after, this is like the dog days, 1942, late 42, when like their friends were getting blown out of the sky. They would go over on the bombers and half would come back, two thirds would come back, you know, but they were dying. And there was one particularly awful week, 2 weeks, where there was a very high percentage of these pilots were getting blown out of the sky and getting killed. And they went to the prison. They went to the Air Force chaplain, and the pilot said, "Why?" He said, "Our friends are dying. Why should we do this? Why should we get up tomorrow and fly?" They did this at like literally 4:45. It's supposed to leave at 5:30. "Why should we do this? Tell us why." They didn't say they weren't going to do it. "So tell us why we should do this. Our friends are dying. Tell us." And the chaplain was really, you know, woke up and said, "Well, humanity has come out of it. Has come out of the dark ages. We've come out of where people get burned at the stake. People believe and go along with this. And there's a darkness that we have come out of and doing a more of an enlightened period, a more freer period." And he said, "This is a step back into those darkness. It is the darkest parts mm-hmm. of humanity. And we need to stand up for that now. And that requires this." So they all flew.
We are there again.
Yeah, and it requires a new set of flyers.